Well, hey there, Mama, and welcome back to the Moms Overcoming Overwhelm podcast, episode 109. I'm Emily McDermott, and I'm here beside you on this journey as we work together to declutter your home, head, and heart. Well, spring has sprung. I had to Google it, but it seems that today is actually the first day of spring. Isn't that cool? So I thought, why don't we do a spring decluttering series? Because that's always fun, right? And today we're going to start with four steps to help us refresh our routines this spring. Because I'll be honest with you, spring cleaning, I am not the expert for you. There are probably a lot of women out there that can help you with your spring cleaning goals. Probably I'm not the one, but I can definitely help you with routines and decluttering and some of the other things that we'll talk about in this series. So what do you say? Go ahead and grab that notebook and pen and let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, Mama. Are you tired of all the stuff crowding your home, calendar, and mind? Do you wish you could say goodbye to the endless to-do list running around in your head? Want to declutter but don't know where to start? You're in the right place. Welcome to Moms Overcoming Overwhelm, where you will find proven and practical solutions to declutter your home, head, and heart. Hi, I'm Emily, a wife, boy mom, and simplicity seeker. I struggled to get pregnant and felt overwhelmed until I discovered decluttering could create the physical and emotional space I needed to become a mom. Now, two kids later, I've transformed my life and motherhood by developing simple systems around decluttering, capsule wardrobes, kid stuff, cleaning and tidying, meal planning, time management, and more, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you're ready to reclaim the time and energy you crave, be present with your kids, and finally enjoy the life and motherhood you so deserve, let's kick overwhelm to the curb, shall we? Grab your lukewarm coffee, your notebook and pen, and clear off some counter space. Let's do this. We are in day two of our current decluttering challenge over at the group, which you can go to tinyurl.com/moms overcoming overwhelm to join us. And we are coming up on 500 moms in the group, which is absolutely amazing. So hope you can come over and join us in all of the decluttering fun. But let's go ahead and dive into these four steps to refresh your routines for spring. So this was top of mind for me because we just got the emails about my boys, their soccer season coming up, and we're trying to figure out when practices are and when games are going to be, and maybe you're going through that as well. And so step number one is that you want to review your spring schedule. You want to look, obviously, if there's any changes in your work, any changes going on with the kids at school, and any clubs or sports that they are participating in, any kind of weekend activities. And I recommend using a hybrid system that I learned from Chelsea Jo Moore over at Systemize Your Life, using a hybrid of your Google Calendar and also your paper planner, so that you can not only have those appointments in a Google Calendar — I have a shared calendar with my husband — but also to put it in your paper planner to see what has shifted as far as your other time blocks available for other things. So you want to spend some time really going through that, seeing what your spring looks like. And then the second step is going to be to list your current routines that may need to be adjusted. And this is not an exhaustive list, but I came up with a list here that might include meal planning and meal prep, laundry, cleaning and chores, any kind of paper processing that you do, your actual to-dos, and then your daily tidies. Maybe that's in the morning and also in the evening. And you want to ask yourself some questions about each of these routines. What has been working well? What hasn't been working well? And in looking at your change in schedule, what adjustments are going to be made, need to be made, because of these schedule changes? So let's use a sports practice as an example. If you have a sports practice that's starting at 5:30, then that is going to impact your meal planning and meal prep for those nights. And perhaps it will also change how you have to do laundry because you have more sports gear that you need to wash. Because if your kids are anything like mine, that sports gear gets very sweaty and stinky, right? The next question you can ask yourself is, do I have the resources or help that I need to make these changes? And if not, can I ask for help? Is that something where you can be delegating something to your spouse that you can be switching off? Maybe you go to one practice and your husband goes to a different one. Or perhaps you're able to get a neighborhood mother's helper that's going to come over for a couple hours a week. What are the resources that you need and who do you need to talk to about getting those resources? And also, when you look at all of that together, asking yourself, with these new routines in place or the changes to my current routines, am I exceeding my capacity or am I still within my capacity? Because we don't want to be going into a new season completely overwhelmed and feeling like already defeated before spring even begins. So you want to look at some of those questions to get a handle on what routines that you have that may need to be slightly tweaked or adjusted in this new season. The third step is that you want to start with one routine, just one. It's hard not to look at all of them and think about all the changes that you want to make, but start with one routine to make those adjustments and test it out for a week. So I use the example of laundry. I do laundry every day, but if I'm starting to have more of the sweaty sports stuff, then I might be doing sports stuff as a separate load that I'm doing every day, every other day, so that they don't stay stinky for longer than they need to. Another thing might be with meals. If you have been doing a lot of crock pot meals, maybe we're going to be shifting to something a little bit easier that you can just kind of have in the car if you're having to eat in the car and have things be a little bit more portable. So start thinking through some of those things, but always starting with one at a time and then testing it out for a week. And then going back and asking yourself, okay, what's working well? What's not working well? It's all data. It's just data points that we need to look at to make those shifts. I love this concept of data over drama. So we don't have to get down on ourselves like, well, why did I plan that meal when I knew that there was going to be soccer practice? It takes a while for us to adjust to new routines, and it takes a while for our families to adjust to them too. So give yourself grace and start with that one routine to make those adjustments before you move on. And the fourth step is that after you feel like that routine is pretty set, you're going to move on to the next and then keep tweaking if it feels like things are not quite right until you feel like they are going smoothly. And that's really what routines are about, being able to say, okay, for this season, this is working, so it can alleviate some of the burden on my mind and my energy, that we can get this going in this certain way. And again, we're trying to reduce our decision fatigue. So maybe if I always have soccer practices on Monday, let's say, I'm going to be serving the same type of meal every Monday for this season because I just want to make things easier on myself. Or maybe because I have to shift things with my cleaning schedule on the weekend, I'm going to say, okay, instead of cleaning these bathrooms every other day, I'm going to try to do it every 4 days and see if that works. And if the bathrooms get too gross in that amount of time, then you can go ahead and adjust. So just remembering data over drama when it comes to any of these adjustments. So let's go ahead and review these four steps. This is a short and sweet episode today, but I want you guys to be able to dive into some of these spring refresh things that we're going to do. And the first step is to review your spring schedule. Make sure you're putting those appointments in your Google Calendar as well as in your paper planner. Number two, list your current routines that may need to be adjusted, asking yourself what's going well, what isn't going well, what adjustments do I need to make, do I have resources that I need, can I ask for help? Then step number three is to start with one routine, make those adjustments and test it out for a week. And number four, after that is set, you can move on and keep tweaking and adjusting until it feels like things are going smoothly. On Thursday, I'm bringing you a very special conversation with Rose Lounsbury all about the connection between simplicity, self-worth, and reaching our greatest potential as moms and women. It's probably one of the favorite conversations I've ever had on the podcast. I can't wait for you to listen. So I will see you on Thursday. Bye for now. If you like today's podcast, here's what you can do. Just take 30 seconds to leave me a review. I know you're a busy mama. You're overwhelmed, in fact, but 30 seconds of your day makes such an impact. I'll be blessed by your words. They'll definitely make my day. And who knows, you might be entered for this month's giveaway. An Apple Podcast, scroll down to write a review. Thanks so much for your time. I'm so grateful for you.